First, we're going to talk about those anti-Trump protests that have been happening for the past 3 nights. Across the U.S., people have taken to the streets, including right here in Boston. In some cities, notably in Portland, Oregon, the protests have turned violent. We wanted to get an outsider's perspective on this, so with me is Joyce Karam. She's from Lebanon and is the Washington bureau chief for the pan-Arab newspaper Al Hayat.
Well, in the Middle East, from very early on, people in the Arab world have been mystified about this election, confused about what does Donald Trump stand for and what it all means for U.S. policy. Now, with the protests, I'm hearing more questions. Is this like the Arab Spring? Is this massive protests? Will they stop Donald Trump from becoming president? How long will they continue? Who are leading them? There are definitely so many questions, and I think this is a very sensitive period in the United States. It's very hard to explain for an Arab audience, given the level of polarization within the U.S. and the so many issues at play that are driving these protests. People are watching and waiting to see what to make of it, if this is really a temporary thing or if it becomes a new normal and goes on for a while.
I mean, I'd like to know what you think, because I can't recall a time when people protested an election in this country in the streets. What do you think the fact that they are happening at all says about the moment we're in now?
This is definitely unprecedented. As someone who had covered the George Bush administration, I'm having flashbacks from those days, but that didn't happen exactly after the election. It happened later because of policies. I think what we're witnessing is unprecedented level also of polarization within the U.S. between the right and the left. And I think this will keep playing on for a while. I do think this might be the new normal that we will see more in the Trump administration. The minorities and the coalition that's taking part in the protests, I do think many don't feel represented in this election. And the chance, not my president, I don't think they will be able to change the outcome of the election, but it's just a symptom of what to expect, at least in the year to come, of the Donald Trump presidency.
Let's consider for a moment, Joyce, the fear that some Muslims right now have that Donald Trump has been elected, a man who has talked about registering Muslims in the U.S., a ban on Muslims entering the U.S. What are you hearing from people in Beirut about all this?
Well, you know, Marco, yesterday morning, people were actually excited that the ban was removed from the website. And then a few hours later, it's back on the website, and we are told it was just a technical glitch. So I don't think the anxiety is gone yet. I think that there are serious concerns. We're also seeing a spike in hate crime after the election against minorities and veiled Muslim women. I read that two women were attacked in California on university campuses. So I think the proof will be in the pudding. What will happen under President Trump? I know that his campaign has reached out to Arab governments, to Muslim governments, assuring them that Trump, the campaigner, will not be Trump, the president. He has nothing against Muslims and is looking forward to working with them. Will that materialize, or will we see more also leaning on the base, on the far-right base that's very charged in, you know, anti-Muslim tone and Islamophobic slogans? I think that remains to be seen. But I think if Trump wants to have his way, he could have a good working relationship with the Muslim world.
This is kind of a sensitive topic, but I know that while you were covering the Republican National Convention, there was one moment where you lied about your ethnicity. Would you tell us about that moment?
Yes, it was in the Republican National Convention, and we were seated. Ironically, we were seated with the supporters, not in the journalists' booth. Me and a couple of other Arab journalists, and I just went to walk to get a drink, and someone saw me. And he was like, "Oh, where are you from? I mean, you can't see me right now, but I do have black hair. It was summer. I was darker." And in the heat of the moment, and having seen everything we were seeing in Cleveland, from white supremacists protests, from carry-on guns protests, I felt afraid and honestly terrified. And I just said, India, you know. So I did lie, but it was just, I did not want to have an argument of, you know, being called to get out of the, go back to the Middle East, or being labeled as a bad Muslim or anything of that sort. I mean, it was, I've covered so many conventions, but that experience at the RNC, I'm not sure I will be witnessing anything like this in American politics again.
So as a journalist in the United States and covering the story, and, you know, you're from the Mideast, are you worried about kind of the experience you had at the Republican National Convention kind of becoming a trope for maybe the next 4 years?
That is a concern. And I mean, also, if you see the attitude from the Trump campaign in addressing foreign journalists, that's also a concern. It was not easy to get into some of his rallies. There's not equal respect for foreign journalists. Definitely the Middle East is even harder. But I am hoping that the next few weeks, as the transition goes on, that there will be more openness in the process, that we will actually be able to reach out to his officials and the administration here in D.C., and that the labels that we saw during the campaign on Arabs, on Muslims, that we might be able to turn this page. Otherwise, it will be a complete nightmare to cover this. I can't change how I look. I can't change my name, and I can't change my audience concerns about this. Just hoping that the mood will change within the administration now that the Republicans have a clear majority.
How hard will it be for you, Joyce, to actually get a one-on-one interview with Donald Trump, do you think? Is that something you want to do, sit down with him and ask him a few questions?
I would love to, and I think he seems to be more open to the media, but let's see. I mean, I'm not on the top of that list. We will have to wait and see what kind of outreach he will bring to the Arab world, and if that's at all on his list.
Well, Joyce Karam, a Washington bureau chief for the newspaper Al Hayat, thanks very much.
Thank you.